Blog Talk Radio.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that grieve partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
Spirit of America Party book. And our topic tonight is the Hitlery hoax. She's put out the word that she doesn't want to be called Hillary. So I call her Hitlery. She reminds me of Barbara Boxer, who dressed down a general, a combat general, during one of her trumped up hearings, where she pretended to be defending America. And she said something to the general, and he said, "Yes, ma'am." And she looked down at him and said, "Don't you ever call me ma'am. I earned the title that I have. I want you to address me as senator." And immediately, the voice in my head that gets me into trouble said, "Let me address this issue, madam." Yeah. Hey, bitch. Yeah. Get a haircut and a shave. Yeah. Anyway, once upon a time, the two poor Americans won a communist beauty contest. They were voted by the brainwashed community to become pretenders to the throne, also known as President Pinocchio Pants and the last lady to get the word. They were elected by the communist news media and SNL. If you want to become president of the United States, you have to be loved by SNL. They'll get you into the presidential throne. And also, you also could use the support of Bill PLO Dancer Maher. He's a private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old country will do. Then you got John the Monkey Stupid, or as they call him, John Stewart. I call him John the Monkey because he was on CNN once, and the guy asked him a trick question, like, who was the first president of the United States? And he even gave him a hint. He said he's on the $1 bill. And John jumped up and says, "You're not going to make a monkey out of me." And he threw his bananas at the audience and he swung off the stage with his rubber tire. All of Hollywood Rehab will vote for a communist president. And the communist Cuban-controlled network of NBC, you know, they're already setting up. The deal's already done. This is another Obamacare hoax. The deal is already done. The ink is dry on the contracts. And once again, America bails out communism. They were on the balls of their ass, and they were about to collapse. The people were getting tired of eating still life paintings. "I want the banana in the picture." Yeah. And so Obama said, "We're going to lose another ally. We better go in there with a dopey American money and lots of tax dollars from the tax suckers who are working three jobs to pay the taxes. First job pays the taxes, and the other two you got to give up part of." Yeah, you know what my slogan is? Only one tax, one job, 40 hours. Anything over 40 hours is yours, and so are the other 2 to 5 jobs that you're working. Nobody can touch that. And the only excuse you need is I'm an American too. Yeah. So, who is entertaining the alliance between communist Cuba and communist America? NBC, nothing but communists. Honorable mention goes to ABC, always be communist. CBS, Communist Broadcasting System. CNN, Communist No News. And NPR, Nasty Presidential Rats. I left out the Perverted Bestiality System, a PBS. So by the grace of Stalin, these two hookers snagged the whole country. Coming into the wet house poor, they immediately started selling pardons and looting the wet house. It's now the Red House, by the way. Upon leaving, they stole computer W keys, all the silverware, and a Van Gogh painting by the numbers. As the dragon lady was climbing into her Volkswagen Beetle, several utensils fell out of her tortured mink coat. When asked about the mink, she replied, "Who cares how they died?" Which is the Democrat Party chant at Kill the Kid rallies, also known as the pro-chop movement. Then came Alibaba Obama and his 40 communist thieves. Now, out of nowhere, he pushed Hillary off the stage, shouting, "You go, girl!" He ushered in 8 years of communism, 21 months left on the lash. Defeated our allies and bailed out any communist country that kills Americans. Right now, he is rewarding Iran for the copper lug IEDs that wounded 49,000 GIs and killed over 7,000 Americans. Now he wants to kill the Jews for Allah. He made Bibi Netanyahu take out the garbage by the back door while he ushered in his Hezbollah allies. Now he is bailing out his brother communist Fidel. The deal is complete, and like communist healthcare, you can read the bailout highlights as peace through dead Americans' presidents tell the tax suckers he did it for us. Hillary is a diversion. Save your ammo. She is not going to be the candidate. The candidate for the Communist Party of the United States is in the shadows and will stay in the shadows until the rhinos devour one another. And then they're going to look at Hillary and think she is the candidate, but she's not going to be the candidate. She's going to get Menendez. Remember Bob Menendez? Bob Party Favors Menendez? He stood up for the Cubans in Miami, the Cuban Americans, and therefore he had to be punished. He was no longer a good communist. So, how did they get him? Bribery charges. That's an easy one. They're all taking bribes. It's just a matter of when you want to get them. And anyway, Having said that, let me give you a tune.
Flip McHale over your face, brought in all the old disgrace that Blackfoot William stormed your place, drove you up to the Ferns. Grace said victory was sure, soon the firebrand he'd secure, until he met a Glenmalure with Big McHugh of Worm.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, they will never take will there. Now Chris William had a care, fallen into your sorrow.
Of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steed by Loch Shilley is bounding to join the six squadrons of old Samier's green vale.
On them the mountain near, strangers who fight and fear, rush to the standards of Donald's red view. Balnock and Gallowglass, thrown from each mountain pass, on for old Erin O'Donnell the
aid is advancing, and many a chieftain and warrior clan, a thousand proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing north to the borders brave from banks of the Van.
Many a heart shall quail under the coat of mail,
deeply the merciless omen shall rule.
When on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wind, hear Donald's dread war cry, O'Donnell the Boo.
We're back. I didn't think that tune would run out before I got a glass of water. Okay, what are we going to talk about? Oh, we were talking about Hillary. Hillary is a setup. And I talked about Menendez. Menendez opposed the Duma. And therefore, this president uses Lenin, Trotsky, Leventi, Beria tactics on his enemies. And so, therefore, they threw Menendez overboard. And I think Menendez has a lot of regrets right now. He was accused of going down with a buddy of his, a rich buddy, and getting free rides in airplanes, going down to, I think, to the Dominican Republic. And he took a Secret Service man's girl. We're in trouble, folks. We're in trouble. Yep. How many golden calves do we give this president? Is he up to five and plus five hammer and sickles? We are in trouble. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. We're all looking at the surface of a pond that's very deep, very deep. And we have no idea what's happening to us. But it is really very, very sad. We are losing our country. And the greatest generation can't save us. They are gone. Almost all are gone. They can't save us anymore. One of the things we have to do is bring back the draft. We got to de-wussify this country. This country is being deliberately wussified to render us helpless when we go up against Spartan enemies, hardened, conditioned enemies. If you want to see what we're going to be up against, go see what the Russians did when they raped in Berlin, because that's who we're going to be up against. Ask 2 million German women how they were treated. It is very sad, very sad. And they got us watching the Nazis, but the communists are winning all over the world. They're infiltrating unions. They're infiltrating churches. They're infiltrating. Look at Hollywood. And there was only one guy fighting all those communists. He was the lowly Joe McCarthy. And they shut him down. They put him out of action. And now he occupies land on the Fox River in his home. And he was the only one that was alerting us to the fact that communists were taking over everything. Look, they got us all believing that the Soviet Union collapsed. How did it collapse? What, they put their dogs out on short leashes? Putin threatened Denmark the other day with wiping out their navy. What do you think of that? Two Iranian ships off the coast of Aden in Yemen? You think the Saudis are going to sink those ships? I don't think so. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. And you know what? The more peaceful we become, the more vulnerable we become. George Patton said, keep your boots polished and your bayonet sharpened, because that's the only thing the enemy respects. The only thing a terrorist fears is a bigger terrorist. So Hillary is not going to be the candidate. They're going to trot her out. They're going to dress her up. And then they're going to Menendez her. And she'll never see it coming like she didn't see it coming last time. And by that time, the rhinos will have worn themselves out in the fundraising frenzy. Oh, we're losing, but you need more money. Send your money. We need a lot of money to fight the Democrats. And the Democrats are saying, we're losing. Send more money. Yeah, I'd like to buy a vowel. We're in trouble. People that are getting rich on this political fight, infighting, is the media, the TV networks. We're going to have a debate. Yeah, he's going to be up there debating. Yes, and he won that one. He really did. Oh, I thought Obama would do much better. Candy Crowley, can you slip a bad habit to Mitt Romney? Mittens Romney, John McCain. Listen, John, we think this Obama is an Arab terrorist. Oh no, he's a wonderful man. He's a beautiful man, and I'm going to run for 4 more years of supporting him. Would you like to buy a Ted Kennedy souvenir? We're in trouble. We're up the fat lady's burqa, and you don't know it, and you don't care. Baseball season starting, and I'll bet you know what games the Mets are on and what games the Yankees are on. But you don't know who's on first. Definitely ain't you. And your children are being taught to hate this country. Yep, Reverend Wright's called it. We bombed Nagasaki. Reverend Wright said we bombed Hiroshima. And we saved a million American lives by doing that. And we probably saved the rest of the Japanese nation because they were hell-bent on harikiri. Yes. So we did a good thing. And you know what else we did that was good? We rebuilt the nations who attacked us. How's that? Who else ever did that? What did the Romans do to Carthage? Need a lesson in history. And what was it? 2 million? How many? 200,000 people? 100,000 died in each of those A-bomb drops? And we saved a million lives? Let's say there were 2 million died. And we saved a million American lives? That's pretty good. But not only that, we put an end to the war and everybody came home and made babies instead of going to funerals. And that was the greatest generation. And you know that when all those guys went off to war, they didn't expect to come home. Oh, it was a lot of bravery on the home front. Yeah, we'll be back and we won't come back till it's over there. But as they went out the door, they thought that was the last time they were seeing their loved ones. And they were prepared to do it. There was no wussies there. There were no cowards. There were no sunshine patriots. They were just Americans doing their duty to save their country from being overrun, like all of Europe, like all of Asia. And they kept the river away from the door. And for a guy like Reverend Wright, who has made money playing the Jesus card and the communist card, and has a $5 million house on Lake Michigan, paid for by people who believe in God and following his crap. And Obama was a student of his for 20 years, sat in the front pew in the Hate America church. Well, let me tell you something. How many blacks live in Russia? How many blacks live in China? You want to go there? I don't think you want to go there. I don't think you'd be welcome. So be careful what you destroy. What's the saying? Don't throw the bathwater out until you have... Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, and don't throw the bathwater out until you have new water. Yeah. Stop playing the race card on Americans. They don't like it. We are come-together people, and the melting pot's got to start melting again. It's clogged right now. So Hillary is not going to be the candidate. She is going to be the sacrificial lamb of the Communist Party. And the Communist Party isn't giving up on their control of the Party of Death, the Partido de la Muerte, the Democrats. They're not giving up control. They'll kill anybody who gets in their way. They see another 8 years coming up after Obama, if he leaves, bin Laden, settles down and out. So, who's going to be the president? Let it be me.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one if you must cling.
Okay, here's an article by a guy named Dan Lamothe. FP Situation Report. Can John Brennan really handle the CIA, the Senate, a standoff? Meet John Brennan, who will celebrate his first anniversary as CIA director in the crosshairs and his 10th anniversary of converting to Islam. Check that one out. See what Google has to say about that. In Saudi Arabia, he converted. When he was in the embassy there. Yes, so the head of the CIA could be a Muslim, an Irish Muslim. Foreign Policy's Shane Harris takes a long look at the spy agency's chief in light of ugly accusations that have emerged this week on Capitol Hill. From his story Saturday, CIA Director John Brennan will mark his first year at the helm of the agency's most storied intelligence agency, America's most storied. But this is probably not the way he planned to celebrate his anniversary, publicly taking recriminations with members of Congress over one of the darkest chapters in the CIA's history. The darkest chapters according to who? Americans or communists? Late Wednesday evening, Brennan issued a combative statement in response to news reports that some lawmakers, had accused the CIA of interfering with a three-year-long Senate investigation of whether the CIA tortured suspected terrorists. You mean like a Bo Birdcall was tortured?
Yes, I surrendered. I walked off the post. I surrendered to the Taliban, and they tortured me. They made me eat Rice Krispies.
Give me a break, man. You see, this is the takedown of the American government, and following suit will be the takedown of the American people. Every day you lose another right. Every day you pay another tax. They're going to break your back. And if you're on handouts, the day will come when they starve you out. When you're no longer useful, you're known as what's known in communist talk as the lumped proletariat. You have to be destroyed. Because you're too leechy for communism. Late Wednesday evening, Brennan issued a combative statement in response to news reports. And if it's a news report, you know it's already communist. Unless you're watching Fox, the Freedom Channel. And you got to keep Fox in line, too. Yeah. Okay. Where was I? Lawmakers reportedly also accused the agency of not disclosing documents. So you mean like Hillary's 30,000 emails? Are you going to tell me that out of those 30,000 emails, there was no reference at all? How many times was the word Benghazi used? How many times was the word video used? How many times was the word hang up used? The Senate report, which remains classified and hasn't been released publicly, is said to be a blistering indictment of the interrogation program. All of these people that are after accusing Americans of torture should have to be on a hijacked plane talking to Khalid at the Virgin Counter. And he's saying, shh, stop your crying. We're going back to the airport. We just have to go through a few buildings. The report concludes the committee was systematically lied to over a period of years, and that's true, a former intelligence office official told Foreign Policy. Everybody's for sale. Very few people are jam tight and jelly free. You can get a change of venue with the right amount of money. The story could get worse for the CIA. However, more from Harris's story, and yet the most explosive part of the story may yet to come. What happened to Snowden? Snowden is a Benedict Arnold. He betrayed his country. They're treating him like a hero. Bo Birdcall walked off the post, left a hole in the line. And nine guys died looking for him. We don't know how many were wounded. You know what it is? You know what the kill ratio to wounded is in combat zones like Afghanistan, Yemen, Iraq? Nobody's talking about Djibouti. That's an interesting one, and I'm not talking about it either, because there might be a reason why nobody's talking about it. Check it out. So what was I saying? I was saying about the torture routine. Let's see who's involved in this thing. The story could get worse for the CIA. The question remains of whether the president or his advisors knew the members of Congress accused the CIA of interfering with their investigation. When they knew it,
and what, if anything, the president did in response on Tuesday. Oh, in response. On Tuesday, Senator Mark Udall, Democrat, Demo-Communist from Colorado, alluded to the question in a letter to Obama. Are you aware the CIA has recently taken unprecedented action against the committee in relation to the internal CIA review? Let me tell you about Mark Udall. Anybody named Udall that's in government votes to burn the flag and votes to kill kids. That's all I got to know about him. I don't care how many times he goes to church. You vote to burn my flag, you vote to kill my kids, my American kids. F you, buddy. Burn in hell. And take your party with you. Life in the Crimea just grew even more complicated thanks to a vote to secede from Ukraine and join Russia. Well, Russia's got some big tentacles. I got a feeling that the guy that's writing for this, I got a feeling he's not a pro-American. Why would I think that? Oregon Public Broadcasting has an unusual story outlining research by Oregon State University. The headline, Bovine PTSD, Sacred Cows Cost Ranchers Too, from their story. When driving by cows grazing along the highway, it seems that the animals' highs and lows of life are based on where they'll get their next meal. But researchers believe that when cows experience particularly stressful situations, like being stalked or attacked by predators, they can suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. I wonder how much we're paying for that, survey. Huh? How many college graduates are going to get a grant for creating more SOS? Unbelievable, man. It is really sad. We are a screwed up country. We really are. We're going to get such a beating. You have no idea. You have no idea. Pray for your grandchildren. They're going to be sacrificial lambs. Yep. We have no idea what's going on. Patriots, we have more work to do today. Troops left to defend themselves after the army was warned of flaws in rifle. That's nice, huh? You know Obama buys Russian weapons. You know that, right? To arm his Hezbollah allies. He can't give aid, American weapons, to the insurgents. So he buys all Russian weapons. Gives him a lot of business. Okay. So, the story was, let's see what the flaws are in the rifle. They're left to fend for themselves. Oh, you mean like at the VA? You can kill them on the battlefield. You can kill them in the VA. And the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. Raul Castro demands raised doubts, but Obama optimistic. Obama is a sellout. He's a communist sellout. And I got to tell you something. He is not the answer. He is not the answer at all. And I know that his constituents are loyal to a fault. And that's an admirable quality. But man, you're backing a communist. He was only using you. He's a communist community activist. All he is. And he's got a laugh on everybody. He flips the bird to all colors. And you don't believe that. Well, you're going to learn the hard way. This is the Washington Times that's running this story. I'm having trouble raising it here. Let me see if I can get it right now. Oh. Very bad. Goodbye, Washington Times. Goodbye, Washington Times. We can't look at, no, we got to look at drafts. Russian-Iraqi military trainer caught illegally crossing the border. Oh, you mean from Syria to Iraq? No, the Obama border, the Democrat border. Oh, we love the illegal immigrants. They're all going to vote for us. We're going to give them welfare. We're going to give them Medicare. We're going to give them everything. We're going to give them juniors a desk in school. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. ISIS in America is the headline. An agent with Customs and Border Protection leaked several documents to Breitbart, Texas, about a former Iraqi military trainer who was recently caught trying to slip in unnoticed. Oh, he was coming in over the border. You want to read more? You know that border, you know what it looks like? Looks like a sieve. You know how many troops are in Fort Hood at any given time? 60,000. Could put them all on the border tomorrow. Filling out forms. Would you like to come in? Come over here. Leader of the free world. It's only a hunch, but I bet you Starbucks discriminates against Indian people. I bet you if you walk into any snooty communist coffee shop like Starbucks, you won't find many, if any, happy Diwali people working there. It seems like one of the greatest segments in the melting pot, USA, is treated like second-rate citizens. These humble and polite people go about their daily work. No one ever mentioned how Indian merchants are set upon by bullies who play the race card. Just look at that 300-pound thug who pushed around a 110-pound law-abiding citizen. Funny that the word thug is an Indian word, thuggy, followers of the goddess Kali, used to describe robbers and murderers, like the thug in Ferguson, Missouri, who not only stole a merchant's wages in the form of goods, the cigars were used to make blunts for weed whackers who don't have to work. Not only, I wonder if anybody checked to see if he was on unemployment. Nobody checked. No, that's not going to cause a riot. They only want news that's going to cause a riot. Not only did he harm that decent working man's income, but he threatened his life. And it didn't matter to the thugs who burned an entire shopping center down while looting it. Yes, it's just an excuse to go looting. Divide and conquer. Let's see. Playing the race card makes communism stronger in government. Not one person stood up for Indian merchants who suffer this problem daily throughout the nation. As do hardworking Orientals, whites, blacks, and Latinos. There was a girl in that shopping center, a black girl, and she had a beauty parlor. And she appealed to her brothers and sisters to leave her place alone, but they didn't listen. You know why? Because she was working. She's a troublemaker. Playing the race card makes communism stronger in the government. Divide and conquer is in play and exploited by the communist media like CNN, ABC, CBS, and nothing but communist NBC. The creed of this nation has always been the strong must protect the weak, especially the unborn of all colors. Until we get back on track, we will return to slavery as a broken nation. And I'm going to tell you right now, if we fall, who's taking us in? The next time you hear some communists talk about reparations for slavery, ask them how they intend to pay the white guys who liberated them. After all, we had skin in the game, too. Just go to Gettysburg or Andersonville. And you know what I admired about U.S. Grant? There were people in the North who had no skin in the game except monetary gain that wanted to crush and destroy the wounded South. They wanted to put them in chains. And Grant said that they're turning in their rifles, but they can keep their handguns because we have a Second Amendment in this country. And even though they fought against us, they are now Americans and they have the right to bear arms. And they all left with their handguns, their sidearms. And that's how important the Second Amendment is, that a winning army allowed the losing army to keep their weapons. I dedicate the above issue to the people of Kerala. Those are good Indian people who have the best mangoes. Go Dunkin' Donuts, the policeman's friend. Juan Williams, you've broken my heart. I used to admire you, Juan. When others on Fox put away their flag pins, Juan was steady Eddie. I could turn on Fox at any time. And I remember, right after 9-1-1, Alan Combs wore a flag pin for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, he removed it. And I got to tell you this. 60 days later, Sean Hannity did the same thing. He gave it another month. But Juan Williams had it from day one until this last month. From 9-1-1 until last month, Juan Williams loyally wore that flag pin. Now he's removed it. Oh, man. Today, on the 20th of March, in the year of our Lord, 2015, Juan is naked or flagless, and I blame the loser of the free world, Obama bin Laden bin Laden. I fear Juan's new pin is the hammer and popsicle. In the future, when Americans refer to the leader of the free world, will they cite Bibi Netanyahu? Obama, the loser of the free world, now reaches the communist goal of letting the UN run the USA. His first overt move is to join his fellow communists in the UN and destroy Israel. If you're Jewish and you voted for this guy, hang your head in shame. And if you're Jewish and you're going to vote the party of death, hang your head in shame. And even if you're an atheist, Hebrew, hang your head in shame that you would allow your brothers and sisters to be betrayed by a man who hates all Hebrews. Remember Jesse Jackson's quote about Hymetown? Those feelings are deep and dirty. So, we've had a lot of great leaders come out of Israel. One of them used to be a rabbi. Yeah, came from Nazareth. You ever see the Arabic letter? It's a U, and it's got a little O on top of it. It is for the, I believe it's for the Arabic letter Nun. That's the letter N in Arabic, Nun. And they use that to identify Christians, because the N also stands for Nazarene. And that's how they mark those who are going to be murdered. They mark them with that symbol, the letter N in Arabic, for Nazarene. I'm going to read Cicero tonight. I'm going to do Cicero. You want a tune? I'll give you a tune first and warm you up. Let's see. See what we got here. You know, abortion is murder, right? Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in abortion is murder, Abu Tam. Now, that's a little over-descriptive. It shows you the actual murders. If you want a lighter version of that, you don't want to get too heavy, you can get Save the Kids on YouTube, Abu Tam. I'm going to give you a French tune. This is my thanks to Louis XIV. Louis XIV, who sent 10,000 French troops to block Yorktown so the Americans could finally have a country. And Louis went broke, fighting for America with cash. And you know what happened to Louis and Antoinette? They didn't fare too well. And of course, we're the only ones that ever successfully had a revolution. The Russian Revolution started with the murder of a family. And they shot him in a basement, then threw their bodies down a well. They wiped out even the children. That's evil people, man. When they're afraid of a child making a comeback to the family, and they kill the child, that's evil. That is evil at work. So the Russian Revolution got off on a wrong start. And it was founded on a murder, and it continues committing murder. And it's not gone, and we didn't beat them. They're here, stronger than ever before. There are front organizations in this country. One comes to mind, the Institute for Policy Studies. You should look into that one. Check it out. And you know that John Kerry's campaign office was in a building owned by the Communist Party. Did you know that? Yeah, the Russian American Institute for Friendliness. Really sad. So I'm going to do a little French to him. And poor Marie Antoinette. What was wrong with little cake?
Choisir ma mort aussi. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir un jour de pluie et d'autres en plein soleil. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir seuls dans un lit, tranquille dans leur sommeil. Moi je veux mourir sur scène devant les projecteurs. Oui, je veux mourir sur scène, le cœur ouvert tout en couleur. Mourir sans la moindre peine au dernier rendez-vous. Moi je veux mourir sur scène en chantant jusqu'au bout. Viens, mais ne viens pas quand je serai seule. Tous les deux on se connaît déjà. On s'est vu de près, souviens-toi. Choisis plutôt un soir de gala si tu veux danser avec moi. Ma vie a brûlé sous trop de lumière. Je ne peux pas partir dans l'ombre. Moi je veux mourir fusillé de laser devant une salle comble. Moi je veux mourir sur scène devant.
J'ai toujours mes petites conversations, j'ai toujours mon petit jardin secret qui est en moi, et c'est très bien comme ça d'ailleurs.
Okay, time for a little history lesson. Here is a guy who is often quoted. I think Savage quotes him about once a week. His name is Georges Santayana. And he is famous for this saying, roughly this saying, those who fail to learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. So coming out of
I think it's like 70 BC, there's a guy named Cicero. And this is what he tells, he's warning Americans today, all the way from over 2,000 years ago. A nation can survive its fools, and we got a lot of those. And even the ambitious, and we got a lot of those. But it cannot survive treason from within, and we have a lot of traitors. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor, the Democrat, moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly Chuck Schumer whispers, rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims. And he wears their face and their Eric Holder arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation with the help of pornowood. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic, especially the Democrat Party, for that it can no longer resist. Corruption is irresistible. A murderer is less to fear. And that's Cicero. You know what they did to Cicero? I think they made him drink hemlock. Was he the one? Or they just stabbed him to death? So, having said that, what else can we say here? Oh, we're back to Cicero. Oh, here we go. Two Republican governors pooped their pants. No hitting in the face. Let's see what that's all about. That's my writing. Oh, I got a picture of Obama. You ever see this picture of Obama with his feet up on the desk with no shoes and socks on? He's dressed for work. Okay. This is a good indicator of the missing two big Liberty Bells. The pushover Republicans are being forced to show their jelly. Meanwhile, we have an atheist quoting Inshallahs and negotiating the murder of our troops. When they go, we go. You can demonstrate all you want. Throat cutters love it. There will be one behind each cake eater. As John Kerry shouts, Allahu Akbar, the Muslim CIA director reads the death to America, and don't forget the Jews, Asura. Two bare feet on the Oval Office desk is Obama bin Lenin bin Laden. That's his legacy. It is going to get nasty, folks. Nobody will like the outcome. Nobody except the next president, Comrade Putin. I'm starting to pick Cotton, Tom Cotton. You see how they're trying to nail him down? They're trying to destroy him. They're calling him a right-winger. You know what a right-winger is? A guy that loves God, a guy that loves his country, a guy that served in the military. That's an extreme right-winger. A guy who has children. A guy who's raising his children properly. A guy who has married one woman for life. A guy that doesn't believe in firing wives. A guy who's not wimpy. A guy who can suck it up. It is really sad. Communist Democrats marry communist Cuba. They got you watching everything that has no importance while they sell out the USA to Cuba. And bail out the revolution before the Cuban people can get wise. Watch how the Americans exploit. If this deal goes through, and I pray it doesn't, watch how the Americans exploit the poor Cuban people. And they're going to convince the Cubans in like 60 days that American capitalists are all no good. They're slave makers. And we're going to prove them right. Conehead O'Brien, he's down there. He did a show from there already. And I told you, I don't like Conehead. I saw him when he first had his show. And one night he did a knockoff of Jewish rabbis. Him and his crew were all dressed as rabbis with beards. And they come out carrying a Torah, dancing with the long black coats and the hats. And they threw the Torah on the floor and rolled it out, and they all danced on it. And that's when I knew he was no better than Madonna of the Cross, who's going to pay for her sacrilege. Yes, there is such a thing as global warming, and God has his hand on the thermostat. Okay. Now our communists are marrying Cuban communists. NBC is already in Cuba. What happened to your vote? Where is the justice for the two POWs beaten so badly? You know that the communist Cuba has been all over the world. They've been fighting in Africa. Remember Castro sent Che Guevara down to Peru? I think it was Peru. And then he dropped a dime on him. Yeah. Che was getting too popular. So he said, I got a mission for you, Che. I'm going to Peru. Hello, a Peruvian government? Che's coming. Here is where you can find him. Oh, you don't have to pay me. And don't forget that the mayor of Gutshot, Chicago, and he just won re-election. So that goes to show you how strong the Communist Party is. Even when they don't perform, they get re-elected. Patriots are outnumbered. It's like 60-40. And that's not a good sign. And look at Lois Lerner, right? She pooped in the face of America, and she paid nothing. She paid no penalty. She is more powerful than most presidents. So, having said that, I'm not reading as fast as I'm scrolling. That's Alabama. I don't like that. I had a beautiful Alabama tune. And it's time to bring the draft back. Otherwise, we're going to be overrun with Americana. Okay, boys and girls, I am going to sign off. I was looking for my Star Spangled Banner. If I find that, I'll sign off with something that should be played every night on all TV, all communist TV stations. I'm going to do it without taps. It's a little shorter. Oh, it's 32 minutes. Here we go. Thank you, GIs. Thank you, police.